Bring them safely back. Definitely not. There's certain people in their way you miss them, and there's certain people you miss them. And Brother Wilmore is one of them that you miss when he's away, so he's so glad that he's back. Saints, we just wanted to dedicate, I got a new Bible today, I just wanted to dedicate it to the Lord. If you have a need before the Lord, let's bow our heads before Brother Max comes to bring the word.
Hallelujah.
Whatever your need is today, why not just raise it up inside of your soul before the Lord? I just wanted to greet also Brother Jonathan, from Belgium.
Amen.
So nice to be with him as well. God bless you, brother. Let's just unite ourselves in faith as we approach the Lord. Father, we thank you once again for grace to be in your house, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For mercy to come to worship you once again upon this day.
Thank you, Lord.
Even as our brother has said during song leading, Lord. Father, even pray for Brother Jose. So many other things that we could be doing this night. So many other things that people are caught up in, Lord. But Father, it's amazing grace that rewrote our lives, Lord. It's your mercy, Lord. And Father, we just want to come and we just want to count our blessings upon this night. We just want to name them one by one. Father, we thank you, Lord, for so many things that you do, so many things you're always doing for us, Lord. Father, we're so grateful for your blood that, Lord, has washed away every guilty stain. And even as the song says, Lord, when, Father, the devil will tell us there's no use to pray, we look away to Jesus. And he tells us to say, I see a crimson stream. So we thank you, Lord, for a crimson stream upon this night. And so gladly we plunge our souls in once again. That, Lord, you'd wash away anything that would come between us and thee. Because we've come unto this place so glad to meet one another. But, Father, we've come because we want to commune with you. Father, we want you to speak to us, Lord. We want you to visit us, Lord. We want this to be a divine appointment upon this night, Lord. Father, we want to look to you with an expectation even now, that even as we brought our needs and our hearts before you at this time, that you would minister your grace unto our needs upon this night, that you'd bless your servant, Lord, take him into your hands even now, anoint him, Father, take your word, Father, take the coal of fire even now and touch his lips, Lord, I pray, and put your word inside of his lips, and may he deliver unto us your counsel upon this night. We thank you for song worship. Bless the song leader. Bless the musicians, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you've given us an opportunity, Lord, to forget about ourselves, to concentrate on you, and to worship you at this time. Father, even this Bible, I thank you for it, Lord. Bring it up unto thee, praying, Father, it'll be something to be used for your glory, wanting to dedicate it to you, Father, to ask of you that you would take it and make it the bread of life, Lord. Make it a lamp, Father, unto my feet, Lord, I pray. Make it a sword and a shield. Make it everything, Lord, that you desire your word to be. Father, thank you for bringing Brother Wilmore, his family back. Bless them, Lord, we pray. Father, them that aren't here tonight, Brother Scott, his family, I pray for them. Father, them maybe that would still be on the way, would you dedicate them to thee? Father, let your will be done. Now, we commit this service to you. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Let's just sing that chorus, count your blessings, ask our brother to come and take his liberty in Jesus' name, amen.
Come, your blessings name them one by one. Come, your blessings, God is done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, say what God has done.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord once again for tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Very grateful to him for his grace, amen, to be here this week, amen. The Lord bless the musicians, thank them for the song worship. And now we desire to hear from him, amen. I desire to hear from him, and I believe that you desire to hear from him, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm really glad, you know, to stand here once again, and I'm really glad to see my brother Jonathan here.
Amen.
I got to know Brother Jonathan in Finland, and we came. We can sit down for a moment, maybe. Amen. I met him in Finland, and we became real good friends. You know, it looks like we knew each other for a very long time.
Amen.
Amen. And we just bonded, and I'm so glad that he's here tonight. Amen. And he's a true encouragement to me, as many of you are as well. Amen.
Amen.
And I really want to take a little time, you know, to really appreciate the pastor as well this evening, amen. And
amen.
I really want to appreciate him for the trust as well, amen. Not everyone will give a chance, you know, for a little boy like me, you know, to stand here. So
amen.
I really want to appreciate the pastor as well. The Lord bless him and all the ministry,
amen,
to being here. And we young people really appreciate all that he does and he's doing for us, amen.
Amen.
And we're really glad tonight. And you know, the Lord laid on my heart tonight to speak on a little sharp subject here. And we pray that he will take the lead, and by his grace,
amen,
we can go through it. Amen.
Amen.
And our topic that he gave to us tonight is the narrow way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The narrow way. Amen. I believe all of you want to take the narrow way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many want to walk on the narrow way?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Solomon,
amen,
said in the word, you know, there is a way that seemeth right unto man. Amen. But you know, the end of that way, he said, is the ways of death. Amen. But we don't want to go that way. Amen. I believe no one in here wants to go that way. Amen. We all want to go God's way. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what we desire tonight, that the Lord will show us the way. Amen. There's no way that I can show you the way. Amen. But it's he who shows the way. Hallelujah. And that's what we desire, to see God's way. Amen. Sorry, but we can rise on our feet tonight once again as we turn to the reading of the scriptures tonight. If you wouldn't mind me taking off my coat, sorry. Amen, I just feel a little more free. Amen. It's never easy to stand here, I always say. You never get used to it. And I pray that I never get used to it. Amen. Amen. Let's read Matthew chapter 7, amen, from verse 13 to 14. Amen. And the Lord Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Shall we bow our heads? Oh, dear Heavenly Father, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, tonight we desire to hear from you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Father, I just want to surrender myself, Lord, into your hands, oh God. The Father, you will lay me, oh Lord God, aside, oh Lord. The Father, this day, oh God,
hallelujah,
the Lord, you will speak, oh Lord God, unto us, oh Father, Lord God. I surrender unto you, Lord. Bless the ears of your children, oh God, Lord. Sanctify these lips, oh Lord God, and let them speak, oh Father, your word, oh Lord, I pray tonight, oh God. The Father, you at the end, Lord, may be glorified, we pray tonight, O Lord. We commit ourselves unto thee, O Father, and we ask all this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen.
Amen.
To the Lord Jesus Christ himself, starting his saying towards to enter the straight gate. Amen. You know, in this life, people speak about many ways. And I believe there are many ways in this world, amen? You know, there are many ways that you can plan your future. There are many ways that you can get married. There are many ways that you can enjoy your life, amen? Many people like enjoying their lives in the disco. Some people like to enjoy it on the football pitch. You know, there are many ways that you... can see my brother David Jr. laughing there. He likes enjoying the football pitch, right? Amen. There are many ways, amen. There are many ways that people like to enjoy themselves. There are many ways this day that we can see that you can contact one another. We can't name them all. If we say we'll name them all, we may stay here the whole night.
Amen.
You know, we got WhatsApp, Snapchat, Facebook, everything. Amen? These are all different ways the people can go. Amen? These are earthly ways. Amen? These are easy ways that we can actually go by. Amen? And Solomon was saying to us that sometimes these ways may seem right unto us. Amen? But these ways, as they may seem right to us, may as well lead us where? Unto death. Amen? But we don't want to go that way. Amen? We want to go God's way. Amen? And the prophet said in the message, Moses in prison, Houston 1950 said, there is two ways. Amen? That's your way and God's way. Amen. And when you are in your way, you are out of God's way.
Amen.
Amen. I believe everyone wants to be in God's way.
Amen.
And no one wants to be out of God's way.
Amen.
Because our way leads us where? To destruction. Amen.
Amen.
And prophet kept on saying, and you have to forget your own way to find God's way.
Amen.
Amen. So you have to get out of your way. Amen. That God can show you the way that you can find His way. Amen. And I believe that is your desire tonight. Amen. To find God's way.
Amen.
And the prophet kept on saying in the message, healing and what sickness is, preaching Cleveland 1950. He said, your way and my way is the wrong way.
Amen.
So your way and my way is the wrong way.
Amen.
The way we want to go is the wrong way.
Amen.
The way that we are born is the wrong way.
Amen.
But he keeps on saying, God's way is always the right way.
Amen.
Amen. So our way is wrong, but his way is right. Amen. He said, no matter how unright it seems to us, yet God's ways are true and right.
Amen.
Amen. They are past understanding. But God works in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. Amen. So we can see that God's way is a sure way. Amen. And I tell you, my brother, there is a sure way for you to plan for your future.
Yeah.
Amen. There is a sure way for you to go into marriage. Amen. And that is God's way. Amen. There is a sure way that you can enjoy your life that will lead you into eternal life. Amen. And that is the sure way. Amen. And for you to go this way, you got to walk the narrow way. There is no way or the way that you can walk to go God's way. God's way can be walked only on the narrow way. Amen. But for you to enter into this way, there is a gate that you must walk into. Because the Lord started, and Jesus Christ himself started, he started a sermon. This was a sermon he was preaching on the mount. He preached about many things. But now he gets to say to us, now Jesus Christ himself is advising you and saying to you, enter ye in at the straight gate.
Amen.
This is not man, but Jesus is advising you to enter the straight gate. And that gate is going to lead you onto what? The narrow way.
Amen.
Why? Because that is his way.
Amen.
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 So he's encouraging us to go through the straight gate. But we want to know, what is this straight gate? Amen. We want to know, I know many of you may know what a straight gate is, but let's look as well, let's revise again what a straight gate is. The prophet said in the Philadelphian church age, Jeffersonville preached in 1960, he said, did you ever hear him say, I am the gate? I am the way, the truth, and the light?
Amen.
See, did you ever hear him say, straight is the gate and narrow is the way? Did you ever notice how the straight was spelled? It's spelled S-T-R-A-I-T, which means water.
Yeah.
Amen? So the straight gate is what? Water.
Yeah.
Okay? And it goes to say, straight means a water. Spelled like that. Spelled like that way, S-T-R-A-I-T. Then we have the other way the prophet said, which is S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T. Which means straight, okay? But now we're talking about a straight, spelled in the other way, which means water. Amen? And it says straight, water is the way. And that water is the gate. And narrow is the way. What is the water? The gate, the door. See, to open in the name of the Lord Jesus is the way through the water. Okay? So let's try together. So you enter the gate. For you to go on the narrow way, you have to enter through a gate. And the gate is nothing but what a baptism is trying to show to us. Amen. Amen? That is the gate. And it said that is the straight gate that you have to walk. You have to walk in. But we can see from this passage that we don't only have one gate, but we've got two gates. So one is a straight gate and the other is a wide gate. Amen?
Amen.
But Jesus Christ started his sermon and he started saying to us, admonishing us to go through the straight gate. Amen. He said, you go through the straight gate.
Amen.
And I don't know you, brother, but I'd rather take the advice of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. To go through the straight gate.
Amen.
Amen. Because there is another gate, which is the wide gate. And the only requirement for you to go on the narrow way is no other one but water baptism. It's only one requirement for you to enter that gate to walk the narrow way.
Amen.
But for you to go through the wide gate, you have no requirements. You can enter in any way you want. You can enter in whether you believe in God or not. You can go in the wide gate. Whether you baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, you can go in the wide gate. Whether you sprinkle, you can go in the wide gate. Any way you want, you can go in the wide gate. But a more serious situation is being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but without any revelation and ending up again in the wide gate. Because going into baptism, the process is repentance. But sometimes we jump that and we go into baptism and then we end up in the wide gate. But we don't want to go in the wide gate. We want to go in the straight gate. And to go in the straight gate is only one requirement, and you need a revelation of that requirement.
Amen.
You just don't walk into it. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe that tonight I'm speaking to people who have entered the straight gate. We have entered the straight gate with a revelation. That's why we want to look at the narrow way. Amen. And if you've not entered the straight gate, my brother, my sister, enter the straight gate. But I don't want to force you into the straight gate. Get the revelation of the straight gate and then walk into the straight gate. Amen. Hallelujah. But one thing we got to notice about these gates is that none of these gates are shut. Both gates are still opened. The wide gate is still opened. The straight gate is still open. This means that you can be, you might have entered the straight gate, but you can still come out of the straight gate and go into the wide gate. Just as well as someone in the wide gate can come out of the wide gate and enter into the straight gate.
Amen.
Amen? But when you enter into these gates, there is a path that you got to walk. Amen. Now let's just make a little imagination here, all right? So let's say here is the wide gate, amen? And actually, if you go through this way, you go out of the church as well. So let's say that is the wide gate, all right? Amen, but you don't want to go out of the church, amen? And here is the straight gate, amen? Where the music is playing and everything, the nice place, amen? But if you don't walk this right, you end up in the pastor's office, amen? And you get some real good discipline in there. All right, so we have these two gates, amen? We have the wide one here, and we have the straight gate here, amen? And each of these gates has got a path that you got to walk on, amen? There's a way that you walk on both of these gates. And I believe many of us, when we came on this earth, we chose to enter into the wide gate. Why? Because it was the easy way, amen? And we were in the wide gate, we were having our fun. I was playing my rock music, I enjoyed it. Many of you can tell of your testimony where you were. Amen? But then it happened that some people who were walking the narrow way, who have already gone through the straight gate, amen, got to a time that they fall to pool, amen? That they must go on a mission on the wide gate. Amen. So they thought maybe we have to go to testify. Amen. And we know our brother Greg is very good in that. Amen. He's doing his good job in Carlo. Amen. And the Lord bless him for that. Amen. So they came out of the straight gate. Amen. And they came to the Broadway. Amen. And they met us there with our dancing and everything. And they started preaching to us the gospel about a narrow way. And they started to tell us about the straight gate of baptism. Amen. And when we had it, amen, we turned away. Amen. Why? Because there was a pull in us. Amen. There was an attraction in us. Amen. There was a deep that was calling to the deep in us. Amen. So we turned away from the wide gate. And we entered into what? Into the straight gate. Amen. But when you enter the straight gate, you can't stop there. You've got to walk. You've got to walk. Amen. And the people that are going to lead you in there, now they're going to show you the way. The pastor standing and show you the way. Amen. But you have to walk. They will direct you, but you have to walk. Amen. Now they are not going to carry you. Amen. The pastor is not going to carry you along the narrow way. Amen. Brother Lee is not going to carry you along the narrow way. Brother Maxwell is not going to carry you along the narrow way. They're not going to push you there. They're not going to pull you there. But you've got to walk. Amen. There is no other way. You've got to walk that way. Amen. And the walk is the walk along with Christ. Yeah. Amen. It's only you and Christ walking the way. Yes. No one else. Amen. Nothing else. Amen. But you and Christ. Amen. They will point you the way. But you've got to walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise be to God. Amen. I believe there are some people in here who are walking the way. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. And the prophet said in the message, the mighty conqueror. Raised in Jeffersonville, 1956. It says, that's the way a man does when he really sells out for Christ. He has to cut every short line to walk alone with Christ. Him alone. Him alone. And men and women of the world who ever amounted to anything are men and women who has predominantly taken Christ for their Savior and stood alone in their decision. Amen. It will be the same way with every man here this morning, this evening, or every woman, boy or girl. Amen. If you ever wish to amount to anything, go forward with Christ. Amen. 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 If you desire to amount anything, go forward with Christ. Amen. 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 That's the way that you walk on the narrow way. Amen. But you know what we do sometimes? Amen. We walk into baptism. Amen. And we try to stay just at the gate. Amen. We just stay at the gate. Amen. We don't want to walk the path. But we just want to stay at the gate. But brother, I tell you, it's a dangerous place to stay. Because when you stay at the gate, you start to hear the music from the other gate coming straight to you. You start to see the woman walking down the other gate. You start to see your friends having so-called a good time on Facebook. You start to see Man United playing Chelsea on the other gate. And you start to feel the pull to go back. Why? Because you never die to yourself. Why? Because you're just standing at the gate believing that baptism is enough. But it's not enough. You've got to walk the way. Amen. And many people, they turn away. Amen. They're standing there and you're looking and you're hearing on the side of here, Brother George and the saints singing Amazing Grace, how great, how sweet the sound. And you're walking on towards the glory land and some deep in them is calling, but still, because self was not dead, they turn away and go right into the wide gate. Amen. Turn away and walk the narrow way. And if you would die to self, you would join with them, singing Amazing Grace, hallelujah, and walking down the way with them. Hallelujah. Don't turn away. Lot one time had to make a decision. And Lot, as well, he was standing, and he had walked with Abraham for some time. And we can say perhaps he had entered the gate as well, but he stood there at the gate. And there came a time the Lord had to make a decision. And I tell you, brother, you have to make a decision. Amen. This is your chosen. This is your way. Amen. You decide to walk or not. No one is going to push you to walk. It is you who decide. And Lord stood there. And Lord had his choice to make. And he looked on this side and there was the desert. And look on that side and he saw Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, where should I go? And Mrs. Lot said to him, oh, you know what? Why don't we just go to Sodom? But deep within the soul of Lot, he knew that that was wrong. And many times we find ourselves there. That deep within us, it's wrong to talk to that girl. It is wrong to listen to that music. But yet, we just want to stay out of the gate. We just want to entertain ourselves. Hey. And Lot stood there and he thought, all right, sweetheart, you know what we're going to do? Maybe we're just going to pitch close to Sodom. And that's what we do sometimes. We're just going to pitch close to the sun. You know, we're not really going to go into the sin, but we'll just pitch close to it, you know. You know, I'm just going to take the number of that girl. You know, I'm not going to, you know, but I'll just take the number. You know, you just get close to sin. My brother, my sister, don't get close to sin because it'll take you further than you want. Amen. And because Lot was just pitching close to Sodom, but the next thing we see is the Lot is in Sodom. Don't pitch close to it. And stay close to Sodom. Amen. But walked an hour away. Amen. He didn't want to go that way. Amen. But he chose Sodom and Gomorrah. And I tell you, friends, we are in the same age today. Amen. We are in the same time today as the days of Sodom was there. So it is today. Amen. And we also have to make a choice. Are we going to go to Sodom? Are we going to go God's way? Amen. I don't know you, but I want to be like Abraham in this age. Amen. I want to be like Abraham walking the narrow way. Amen. I want to walk his way. Amen. And not the devil's way. Amen. I think this generation needs some more Abrahams. I think this generation needs some more young people who will stand like Abraham, amen. Some young people who is not gonna just look at things by sight, but they're gonna look at it by faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We need some more Abrahams. Yeah. The world is crying for some more Abrahams.
Amen.
The earth is groaning for some more Abrahams, amen. And we are the generation to come. Amen. Let's turn away. Let's start walking the narrow way.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, amen.
Amen.
If Abraham had not chosen the way, Jesus would not have come on the scene. And we would have been seated here now.
Amen.
If he had not chosen the way. And my brother, my sister, there might be someone out there that you would want to testify to them.
Amen.
There might be your friend or college that you would want to speak to them.
Mm.
But if you will never take the narrow way, you're never going to speak to them.
Amen.
If you're never going to speak to them, they're never going to find a way.
Amen.
You may say, oh, but you know, God predestinates everything. Exactly, that's right, he does. But are you willing to choose that way?
Amen.
That's the question, amen? Are you willing to choose the way? Are you willing to walk that path, amen?
Amen?
And that's what this generation needs today. And the message, straight is the gate. Preaching Jeffersonville in 1959, he said, now notice this. And Abraham, the only thing he could do was take second choice. And sometimes second choice is better than first.
Amen.
If it's took like that.
Amen.
Notice, wasn't long when Lot seen the big city. He didn't see his wife turn into a pillar of salt. He didn't see the fire burning up the city.
Yeah.
But Abraham took the way with the Lord's despised view. And I don't know you, but I want to take the way with the Lord's despised view. Amen. And the prophet kept on, he stayed in the desert. And yet, when if Sarah would have said, now remember, Sarah was the prettiest woman in all the land.
Amen.
There was no woman as fair as Sarah. Everyone seen her fell in love with her.
Amen.
Now, how easy would have been for Sarah to take that kind of a choice?
Yeah.
Amen. And we have many young sisters here, very nice, pretty sisters. My sister, follow Abraham.
Yeah.
Amen. Follow God's way. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's easy to enter the wide gate. Amen. It's easy to be tempted by that slick guy at college or school.
Yeah.
It's easy. I can tell you, friends, I know many people I started college with. And they profess to be Christians. Some sang in the choir in their churches. Some said they made exhortations and so forth. We started college first year, and it wasn't long.
Yeah.
It wasn't long, and they fell flat
at
the feet of these girls.
Yes,
it wasn't long. And I tell you, friends, why? Because they just stood at the gate.
Yeah.
Because they thought baptism was enough.
Yeah.
They thought, oh, just say I'm saved is enough. Brother, it is not enough. Amen. You've got to walk the way. Amen. It's only when you're walking the narrow way that you go as far as you're walking, the further away you're going from the noise.
Amen.
And there is no way that you're going to turn back.
Amen.
But you've got to walk the narrow way. Standing at the gate is dangerous. Don't stay out the gate. And the prophet kept on to say, but she chose to stay with Abraham. Oh woman, don't let the devil blind you. Being popular and joining this and that. You stay with Christ, for the hour is at hand. Great destructions are laying ahead. Worse than some of Sodom and Gomorrah for this country. Sodom and Gomorrah will be a credit to it. Amen. So you don't stay at the gate, but start to walk this way with Christ. Amen. Hold on to him. Amen. He's willing to hold your hands. He's willing to lead you, but are you willing? Amen. The Bible says, Solomon again said in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, he said, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not on your own understanding.
Amen.
Because your understanding is wrong.
Amen.
But lean on God's understanding. Amen.
Amen.
And in all things, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. In all times. You know, many times you read the scriptures and we jump those little words. He said in all things.
Yeah.
Not some things, but in all things.
Yeah.
And every decision that you are taking, you acknowledge the Lord. Whether as tiny it might be, whatever it may be, you acknowledge the Lord. Because he said in all things, acknowledge him and he will direct your path where? Along the narrow way.
Amen.
Which is what? His way. But many times we look at the narrow way and we think the narrow way is still hard to walk because the scripture itself said it is a harder way. And we don't want to walk it. You know, that's why some of them stay at a gate. But may the Lord encourage us tonight. May the Lord encourage us tonight about walking the narrow way. Because I tell you, friends, there are many people who walk the narrow way. There are many people in the Bible who walk the narrow way. Amen. And they mounted to something. Amen.
Amen.
As the prophet was saying. Amen. Because on the narrow way, I tell you, friends, there is peace on the narrow way. Amen.
Amen.
There is joy on the narrow way. Amen. There is your blessing on the narrow way. Amen. It is a job you're looking for. It is on the narrow way.
Amen.
Amen. It is your document you're looking for. It is on the narrow way. If you're looking for the Holy Ghost, it is on the narrow way. You're not going to find it anywhere. For on the wide gate, there is not an end there. But on the narrow way, you will find your way to your eternal destination. For it is the narrow way that will take you up into heaven. There is no other way, friends. Amen. You just have to keep looking at the final goal. Don't look at yourself. Look at the final goal. Amen. Don't look at the circumstances falling on your left and right. Just look at the goal. Don't worry. The Lord is walking with you. Just keep your eyes on the goal. And just keep walking. Amen. Oh, Noah chose the narrow way one day. And may the Lord encourage you tonight. And Noah started to preach the message that it's going to rain. Now, Noah had never seen a rain before. But Noah was preaching and believing and saying it is going to rain. And Noah kept on preaching. And Noah was mocked. But Noah kept on preaching, and one day Noah entered into the ark, and I tell you, Noah was saved. And oh Lord, and you today may be walking this way, and you today, sorry saints, my voice is just gone.
Amen.
Amen. Though he was warm, he was mocked, but he entered into the ark. Amen. And I tell you, friends, we have never seen the rapture before. But we will keep preaching about the rapture. Amen. We will keep saying to the people that there is coming a day that we're going to fly into the sky. We've never seen the body change before. But we will keep on believing it. And we will keep on preaching it. Because one day, I tell you, friends, one day we're going to take our flight. Oh, just like Noah. And we will be no more. Even in that day, Enoch was walking with God. Enoch was walking the narrow way, and one day it was no more.
Yeah.
You take the narrow way.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And what about our Master Jesus? Oh, he chose the narrow way. He was despised. He was rejected. But he said, I will go. I will walk this narrow way. And the narrow way took him to the cross. And I tell you, friend, if you walk deny a way to take you to the cross. And whatever Peter you're struggling with, you can kill or die. You can lay it upon the cross, amen. And all your sins will be gone. Oh, hallelujah. You take deny away. Amen. It was on the narrow way that Jesus raised up the dead. Yeah. Amen. It was on the narrow way that Jesus healed the sick. Amen. Yeah. It was on the narrow way that Jesus one day said to Peter, Peter, you go down the sea there and take the fish and just pull it out and take the money out of his mouth. It was on the narrow way. And I tell you, friends, if you are sick tonight, you take the narrow way. There is healing on the narrow way. Amen. Whatever you... narrow way, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All is on the narrow way. Amen. Amen. Your riches is on the wisdom of the Holy Ghost is on the narrow way. But you may say something, but what if trouble comes? What are we gonna do with the road? It's too tight. What will we do when trouble comes? Oh, when we see some mountain in front of us. Oh, may we call our brother Moses on the scene. Oh, he took the narrow way and he started to walk. Amen. And Moses was walking and one day he got before the Red Sea and he didn't know what to do. He couldn't go forward because the army was coming walk behind him and Moses was stuck. Amen. And he didn't know which way to go, but Moses has chosen the narrow way. He has chosen to go God's way and he found trouble in his way and Noah taught him. Moses thought, what am I going to do? I am going to God and I'm going to cry to him. But God did not like the cry of Moses. And he said, Moses, I don't want you to cry here, but I want you to speak here. And I tell you, friends, on the narrow way, we do not cry, but we speak. Amen. Whatever you need, if you're walking on the narrow way, you speak it. Amen. And it will come to existence. Want us to speak, amen, because everything is on the narrow way. Oh, and one day David took the narrow way, amen. Oh, and it happened that David found himself at the right place at the right time. And when he found himself at the right place at the right time, there stood a certain man called Goliath, amen. And Goliath was defying the armies of the Lord. And David thought, who is this Philistine here? He was at the right place. It was the right time. Amen. And I don't know which Goliath is on your way. But I'll tell you, friend, you are at the right place. And you are in the right time. Because you are under the message of the hour in the Laodicean church age. And I tell you, you are on the right way. And you got every right to you to defeat any Goliath that's on your way. You take this word and you put it into the sling and try to smite the enemy. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are on the narrow way. And we have chosen to walk where the Lord despises you. All is on the narrow way. Any Goliath, you can defeat any Goliath on the narrow way. Amen. Whatever it be in your life. And David said, oh yeah, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. On the narrow way, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Amen. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. You may walk on this road and the devil may come, but I tell you, be not afraid because the Lord Jesus Christ is with you.
Amen.
And David went on to say, even when the wicked and the enemies and mine foes that came up to eat up my flesh, and you may be walking on the way and those devils may try to chase you to eat up your flesh, but he said that they stumbled and they fell. Amen. And if you walk that way, any devil that is going to try to chase you is going to stumble and fall.
Amen.
It's going to stumble and fall. Amen. It's that the one who should complicate me. My heart shall not fear.
Yes.
The wall shall rise. In this will I be confident. Amen. Oh, you be confident. Walk in this narrow way. Amen. Oh, but no, sometimes when we walk in this road, we decide to go. Yes, we will go the narrow way.
Amen.
But under we do something. We do something. The prophet speaks about an everlasting life and how to receive it in Jeffersonville in 1954. And the prophet dramatizes and he shows the three wise men going to Jesus. And he called them Jim, John, and George. Amen. Now Jim, John, and George were going
to meet Jesus. They have seen the star, amen? So the prophet said Jim was a kind of a fella, amen? And Jim, he went home and he ran home and he said, we've seen the star. And Jim Prosper talking to the mother and he said, Mom, I've seen the star. And I want to go because I want to go and meet Jesus, amen? And then Jim started to pack, amen? He started to pack his camel. He started to put this and that on. And sometimes when we're walking this narrow way, we want to take a little bit of friends with us, amen? We want to take a little bit of our music with us. We want to take a little bit of our football team with us. And we want to go the narrow way. And we start packing. And we start packing ourselves, amen? Trying to go this narrow way, amen? And the prophet said, and you have a little box of selfishness. You have to hang on that too. You have to hang a little tattling, a little backbiting, a little of this, of that. Hang it on the camel. And the first thing you know, he jumps up and straddles the old camel. Say, come on, let's go. The old camel can hardly move. Amen. You pack yourself so much that you can hardly walk on the narrow way. The prophet said for you to be a Christian, you don't have to pack yourself, but you have to unpack yourself. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And I think this generation of young people, they don't start unpacking themselves because there is a way, there is a path that we have to walk.
Amen.
Unpack yourself, amen. Hallelujah. He started to go the narrow way. So Jim has packed everything, but now Jim's camel cannot move. And now Jim looked, and there go George and John. Amen. And George and John have started their way, and they're moving. Amen. They're walking the narrow way, and they're going. Amen. And now Jim is standing there and he's saying, what am I to do here? Because why then, Jim, what did he do? He looked at the star once again. And I think sometimes we just have to look at the star once again. We have to look at the brighter morning star once again. And stop looking at the stars of the devil. Because the devil has also got his stars. He's got his football stars. He's got his Hollywood stars. He's got his acting stars. He's got all these stars around. And I tell you, they're going to lead you somewhere. And I am sure that those stars are not going to lead you to Christ. No way. The devil always likes to copy. He saw that they followed a star, and today he brings his own stars.
Yeah.
To entice the young people to follow these stars. And it's the same thing. You be following the star, buying this, buying that, and where is it leading you to? Amen.
Amen.
So Jim took a look at the star. And Jim said, oh no, they are going, but my camel cannot move. So what did Jim start to do? Then Jim started to unpack himself, amen. And I think it's time for us to start to throw away some few things to walk this narrow way. I think it is time for us to start to throw away or some selfishness. I think it is time for us to start to throw away some worldly music, to throw away some friends and start to walk this narrow way with Jesus Christ himself. And oh, as Jim was unpacking his bags of the camel, oh, Jim's mother came and said, Jim, what are you doing? And Jim said, oh, I am laying aside every weight of sin that easily beset me, because I want to run this race with patience, looking unto Christ, the author and finisher of my faith. And I think it's time for us to lay aside all the sin that easily besets us, to run this race with God. Or you have to start running. It's not enough to walk on the road. You have to start running. And I tell you, friends, there's gonna come a day that you'll be running and your feet are gonna lift off this ground and you'll start to fly as an eagle all through the sky. Hallelujah. That is what happens on the narrow way. Don't walk, run. It's later than you think. Run on the narrow way. You know when the plane has to fly? No, my brother just came on the plane. Amen. Brother Wilmer did as well. Many of us did. And you know, we start off slowly and, you know, making the curves and, you know, yeah, and then they start slowly going. But then it gets to a place that it starts to hit the engines. Amen. And then all what you see start to shoot off. Amen. And it start to speed. Amen. It start to go. And then all you see just lift off from the ground. Amen. Amen. And if you walk in the narrow way, you might have entered the gate. Okay, you're walking slowly because you're learning. You're acquiring knowledge. You're acquiring understanding. You're acquiring wisdom. But there come a time on this way that you have to start running. You cannot walk anymore. You have to run because soon we are to take a flight. Amen. Amen. Gotta start running on this narrow air. Amen. Lay aside all the weight. Lay aside the weight of friends. Lay aside the weight of women of popularity. Amen. Lay them all aside. Amen. And start to run. It is a narrow way. It is only you and Jesus on this way. Amen. No one else.
Amen.
Only you and Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And one time there was a prophecy. Amen. It was on February 11th, 1961.
Yeah.
A prophet was given by Danny Henry, amen.
Yeah.
It was given in French concerning the prophet, amen. And when this prophecy was given, three people translated this prophecy, amen.
Amen.
And the prophecy said, and when they translated it, when they compared all the three, they all said the same thing.
Yes.
Amen. And this was, I just want you to pay attention to this for a moment. This was a prophecy given to the prophet.
Yeah.
To the messenger of this last age.
Amen.
Now, you are at the right place, right? You are in the right time, which is the Laodicean church age, amen? Under the message sent to us in this age, amen?
Yeah.
Amen? And listen to the prophecy that was given to the prophet. Why? Because he chose to walk the narrow way.
Amen.
Bro, don't look that it's hard. But look at the goal.
Yes.
And the prophecy said, this is the prophecy written by the second interpreter. I got it from the Message Paradox, printed in Jeffersonville, 1961.
Amen.
And it said, because thou hast chosen the narrow path, the harder way. Amen?
Amen.
Now we have chosen the narrow path, the harder way. Thou hast walked of your own choosing. Now you have walked of your own chosen. No one chose. You chose to walk the narrow way. Now this is not a prophecy that someone just woke up and wrote. This is something that came from God for the prophet and said that the prophet has chosen to walk this way. It is your choosing to walk this way. You are indeed predestinated. But I'll tell you, friends, names cannot be added to the book, but names can be taken out of the book.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So don't rely on predestination and say that I'm predestinated, so I don't care about it, because I don't have to make any chosen.
Yes. It's true.
Because if you don't make the chosen, then your name is going to be brought out of it.
Amen.
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 So thou hast walked of your own chosen. And the prophet said, in other words, I didn't have to do it. I can side in and go with them if I want to. But I stayed. Want to stay with the word.
Amen.
The prophet chose to stay with the word. Amen.
Amen.
And I advise you to stay with the word. Amen.
Amen.
Because you've chosen this narrow path. This narrow way of your own choosing. Keep walking. And you've walked enough, now start running. Amen. Because soon we're going to take a flight. Amen.
Yes.
And it kept on saying. Now listen close. It said, thou hast picked the correct and precise decision.
Yes.
You have picked the correct and precise decision.
Amen.
We have picked the correct and precise decision.
Amen.
To follow this message.
Amen.
Let us not be just a follower of the message.
Yeah.
But let us become the message.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us live the message. Amen. We can follow it, but it's not enough. The disciples followed Jesus. Amen. They walked with Jesus and they were following Jesus. But as they were following Jesus, Peter was able to deny Christ. How? Because he was just following Jesus until the day of Pentecost, when the Jesus, the God himself, the Holy Ghost, came down into Peter. Peter could not have in otherwise what? Deny Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So you have to become the Word.
Yeah.
The Word might come and dwell in you. Amen?
Amen.
You don't follow it, but you become it. And it makes a difference.
Amen.
Amen. Thou hast picked the correct and precise decision. And it is my way, not my way, but it is God's way.
Amen.
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 This way is God's way.
Amen.
It is a sure way that is leading you to eternal life.
Yeah.
Sure way.
Amen.
But it is your choosing. And he said, because of this momentous decision, a huge, friends, I don't know you, but a huge, not a little bit, but a huge, oh hallelujah, praise be to God. Oh, I don't know, is there any witness in here tonight? A huge. Now, my brother, my sister, you're walking on this earth, right? And I say, well, more or less, we may say, we're kind of satisfied, and we can say, thank God for how far he's brought us. Amen. We've got a family, we've got a home, we've got a car, amen. And we have a portion, and we're happy. You know, we can come to church, you know, we've got a good pastor, ministers, you know, we're happy. Now, this is a portion that we have, all right? But now here he's saying that if you're walking this way, there is another portion.
Yeah.
And it's a huge.
Amen.
It is not a small portion.
Amen.
It is a huge portion.
Amen.
But for you to reach the huge portion, you've got to walk the narrow way.
Amen.
There is no other way for you to achieve the huge portion.
Amen.
And it is by your choosing.
Amen.
Because the prophet had chosen. I'm stressing on this because it's very important.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think someone has to choose for us. Think your parents have to choose for us. No, you have to make your chosen. Huge portion of heaven awaits thee. Oh, oh, praise be to God. A huge portion of heaven awaits thee.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a huge portion in heaven awaiting for me.
Amen.
Because I have chosen the narrow way. Because I have entered the straight gate. And I have forsaken the wide gate. And I have forsaken the broad way. And I say, I will go where the Lord despises you.
Amen.
There is a huge portion waiting for me. Waiting for you.
Amen.
If only you would walk this path.
Amen.
He said, what a glorious decision that thou hast made.
Mm.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
What a glorious decision that thou hast made.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a glorious decision that you have made to follow, or in other words, to become this message.
Yeah.
What a glorious decision that you have made. To be called the son and daughter of God.
Amen.
Amen. This is itself is what which will give and make to pass the tremendous victory in the life divine.
Hallelujah.
This is what will make to pass. Will bring the tremendous victory in the life divine. We want life divine in our midst. We want the Lord to lead us. We want to be a church in unity, a church where love is pouring in. Walk the narrow way.
Amen.
Go the narrow way.
Amen.
That's the only way that you can receive this huge portion.
Yeah.
And the Lord is looking for some young people who are willing to go the narrow way.
Yeah.
I don't know you, but I want to be one of them.
Amen.
I want to be Abraham in this age.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to be Noah in this age. I want to be Moses in this age. I want to be David in this age. Let's take courage, friends.
Yes.
Don't be scared of how narrow it is. If you face the mountains, speak to the mountain.
Yeah.
It's got to move.
Amen. Amen.
It's got to move.
Amen.
Because Jesus said it. Not I. Jesus said it.
Amen.
Speak to it. And it's
Amen.
Got to move.
Amen.
Why? Because you are on the narrow way.
Amen.
And there's a huge portion awaiting for you.
Amen.
Let's come out of the gate. Let's stop staying at the straight gate. And let's start walking this way. Amen.
Amen.
Let's start walking this narrow way. With a lost despised view. Amen. Because there is a lot of temptation when you stay at the gate. Amen. There is a lot of noise from the other side when you stay at the gate. But you have to turn aside and start to walk the narrow way. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn around. Hallelujah. And the message, the uncertain sound, is Spokane. 1962, the prophet said, the Bible prophet tells us that it shall be light in the evening time.
Amen.
The Bible predicts that there will be a Son of God shining in the last days in the evening time.
Amen.
And we are in the evening time. Amen.
Amen.
And we are called to be the sons and daughters of God in this evening time. Even he said, now are we the sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
In this evening time. Amen.
Amen.
Just like it shined at the former time, a Bible church, a Bible gospel, just like it was, it shall be. Jesus said in the scriptures, as it was in the days of Noah, wherein 8 souls were saved, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. And the prophet said, I hold on that for a little bit. I'm going to let it soak in. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, 8 souls were saved. So shall it be on, so shall it be of the coming of the Son of Man. Few entered into the gate. Few. Not many. But few. I don't know you, but I want to be part of the few. Amen.
Amen.
To enter into the straight gate. Amen. Because there's a huge portion waiting for me. Amen. It's like, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way, but few there'll be that find it.
Amen.
And it said, oh God, let us be that few.
Amen.
What are we going to do? Are you going to be a filler or are you going to be the object? There's only one way to do it. You become word, and the word become you. God in you, you abide in God, and God in you.
Amen.
That is the way. That is the narrow way. It's God in you.
Amen.
That is how you walk the narrow way. Amen.
Amen.
God in you. Brother, my sister, let's call this narrow way. It is worth this narrow way. Amen. There's a glorious thing waiting for us on this narrow way. And in straight gate, again, straight is the gate, he said. And God comes down to live in his church again. And to do the same things that he did there. To make himself the same yesterday, today, and forever. And people turned their backs from it constantly.
Amen.
People turned their backs from it constantly.
Amen.
I don't know you, but I don't want to turn my back to this. Amen.
Amen.
Some to be popular. Some to keep from making a choice. Sometimes you're just keeping yourself because you don't just want to make the choice. And you're turning your back to it. You're turning your back to Christ again. You're crucifying him afresh again. But there is a narrow way. He said, it is forced to the people. He said, now listen close. He said, you have to make a choice.
Amen.
You can't stand neutral. There is no way that you can stand in here. There is no way.
Amen.
You cannot stand neutral. The prophet said, you got to say yes or no. Or yes to go in, or no, you're not going in. You never leave that door the same person as you came in. You can't do it. You got a choice to make. And it's a make it for Christ this morning, which is this evening. We've got a choice to make. Let's make this choice for Christ, amen. Let's walk this narrow way, amen. With all our hearts, amen. With all our soul and with all our mind, amen. Let's put it in it. And let's walk this narrow way. As young people, shining us light in this last age, amen. Being salty, amen. Wherever we may go, that others may thirst for Christ. That's the ultimate goal. That's the main purpose that we've been brought here, amen. Amen. It's to preach this gospel, amen.
Amen.
And I will close here. Amen. So the seal of God. Said, be honest. Be sincere. Let's be honest tonight, amen. Let's be sincere. It says, come down and talk to him as face to face with a brother. Let's come down and talk to him as face to face with a brother. Let's tell him, I want to walk the narrow way. Just tell him. You know, I was speaking with Brother Greg some minutes ago. We were just having some fellowship together. And we were speaking about how God is willing to press himself in us. The Lord is willing to give to us.
Yes.
You know, last Sunday's message, as Brother Leah was preaching and was saying about, you know, the man who finds himself before the accident, and he hears first as a doctor, and then he hears himself, his name, but then he hears the name Daddy.
Yeah.
And when we are sons, and when we call him,
yeah,
he hears. He's our dad. He's willing to give us everything we need. But why are we not receiving it? Which way are we on? How are we walking this way? Amen. Because he's willing to give it to us everything we need.
Amen.
He said, pray and believe and you will receive.
Amen.
That is his promise in his own word. Amen.
Amen.
And he's willing to give it to you. But it says, be honest, be sincere, come down and talk to him as face to face with a brother. He will reveal you. He will tell you. Tear your soul apart and lay it out there and say, Lord Jesus, if it cost me my family, if it cost me my life, if it cost me my job, if it cost me my membership, if it cost me my prestige in the city, I will take the way with a loss, despise few. And I don't know you, but I want to take the way with a loss, despise few. No matter what it's going to cost me, no matter what it's going to cost us young people, let's take the way with a loss, despise few.
Amen.
Let's take the ways it's going to cost our friends. Let's lay them aside.
Amen.
Whatever it's going to cost, take the way with the Lord's despised view.
Amen.
He has every provision on that way.
Amen.
Every single provision is on it. Healing is on that way.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is on that way.
Amen.
Everything you need on this life is on that way.
Amen.
You just start walking that way. With a lost, despised few.
Amen.
Because few that be that find it.
Amen.
And it has always been few people as we look through the Bible. Always few people.
Amen.
Among the whole nation.
Amen.
Noah was the only one to stand for Christ.
Amen.
Noah was the only one in his family. Look at the whole man, only Noah, and he served for 120 years.
Amen.
120 years. preaching the same message. Took the way with the lost despised view. He believed. He said, I'm not going to change my idea. He got in the ark. First day went no rain. Second day went no rain. Noah had all the excuses to turn his back to Christ.
Yes.
But he didn't.
Amen.
And this is the same age today.
Amen.
And you may have all the excuses to turn your back on Christ, but don't do it.
Amen.
Go it another way.
Amen.
Go with a lost despised view. It's told. 5 days went. No rain. His children started to ask him, Daddy, what's going on? Did you hear it correctly? Are you sure? Maybe we should forget about it. Let's just go out. But the Lord shut the door.
Amen.
I tell you, soon the Lord is going to shut the door.
Amen.
Whether you are in the ark or not, you're going to find yourself somewhere when the door is shut.
Amen.
Either you're going to find yourself in the ark or outside of the ark.
Amen.
It is the same age.
Amen.
As it wasn't then, so it is now.
Amen.
But on the seventh day, oh praise be to God.
Amen.
On the seventh day, it came. Amen.
Amen.
And on the seventh age, we received a message. And this is the last message. And it's taken up straight into the rapture. Amen.
Yeah.
But you have to take the way with a lost despised view.
Amen.
To be honest, to be sincere, amen. Don't try to go your own way. There is a crown that is waiting for you.
Amen.
There is a huge portion that is waiting for you.
Amen.
Look at the huge portion.
Yeah.
And turn aside. Every weight of sin that is easily besetting you, you lay it aside. Lay it on Christ, amen. He said, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, amen. There is rest on the narrow way. You lay all your burdens upon him.
Amen.
It's a great portion of heaven awaiting thee.
Amen.
How many want to be sincere tonight?
Amen.
How many want to go the narrow way tonight?
Amen.
I don't know you, but I want to go the narrow way.
Yeah.
I want to walk with the lost despised view.
Because
there's a portion waiting for me. Amen. So rise on our feet. Amen. As we hand the service back to the pastor. Maybe the musicians can come and we can sing the song. Because you have chosen the narrow path.
Amen.
The hardest way. There's a great portion of heaven that's awaiting you. Amen. There's a way with the lost despised view.
Amen.
Don't stay in the broad way. Take the narrow way. Amen. Be sincere with him. Be honest. Talk to him.
Amen.
Talk to him like a brother. Just talk to him.
Amen.
Amen. And he's willing to hear your cry. Amen.
Those you have chosen. The hardest way. There's a great portion of heaven is waiting for you because of what you decided.
Oh, that was the prophecy.
Of Elohim.
There's many trials and many battles against the enemy. But His Holy Spirit,
His Holy Spirit
will lead us to perfect love.
Oh, there is not much time remaining.
There is not much time remaining to vote in this fight.
We can already hear the
chime.
We can hear
beloved ones coming to meet us.
My world is
I will walk this path in the footsteps of Elohim. I wanna get to the end of time. The divine love may live in me. I will walk this path in the footsteps of Elohim. I wanna get to the end of time.
The blessings we receive, salvation, grace, His power, His healing,
hallelujah,
revelation, divine fellowship, brotherly love. Every one of these benefits, let's think and trace every one of these things back to the source now. And we'll bring ourselves to a decision. There was one who made a decision. And His name was Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When the devil came to Him and said, you don't have to take the harder path. You don't need to take the narrow way. I can give you all the kingdoms of the earth now. You can have the glory now. You don't have to go the way of the cross. But friend, I am so glad today for the decision that He made. Then when He was in Gethsemane and the enemy came and told Him, is it really worth it? And there was that great struggle in the garden when it was His will or His Father's will. That was the greatest act of overcoming. When He chose the narrow way. He chose the way of the cross. And my friend, that same choice is before you and I this evening. Every single one of us. And we're called to make a decision now.
Hallelujah.
The prophet says you can't walk both ways at the same time.
Amen.
You can't walk the way to heaven and the way to hell at the same time. You're either going one way or the other. But let's look away to Jesus this evening.
Hallelujah.
The author and the finisher of our faith. Let's look at Him.
Amen.
The Bible says, have you endured such a contradiction of sinners Amen. Like He did? Paul says, we have not yet resisted unto blood like He
Hallelujah.
Did. But the prophet says, when Adam chose the way to Tarshish, Jesus chose the way to Nineveh
yes,
to
sir.
Get Himself a Gentile bride. And friend, there may be so much hinging on your decision. Your family, your children, we've heard about Lot today. The people at college, the people at your school, your neighbors, the people
Hallelujah.
In your street. Your mother, your father, your uncles, your aunts, who knows how many people are waiting for you.
Yes.
To
Amen.
Make that decision that you will take up that cross and decide to follow Jesus. Oh, friend, if we had to summarize it all, you know what the narrow way is? The narrow way is His will. And the broad way is your will. But when you can get your will lined up with His will, oh, what a glorious thing that it is. That may be called the harder way, but when you're walking with Him, it's not a hard way. It's the most blessed way that you could walk. It's the most privileged walk that a person could walk. So I'd really ask you this evening, every single one, especially those that are in the valley of decision.
Hallelujah.
Don't rob yourself of the greatest Amen. Of blessings that can come upon a person this side of heaven. And that is to walk with Jesus in this life. Make the right choice this evening. If you've been wavering, don't listen to the enemy. If you need to pray like Jesus because things are pulling you one way or the other, then let's pray now.
Amen.
But whatever it is, don't leave this place the same way that you came. When the Lord speaks like He spoke tonight to you, it's His grace. Why not just lay your soul, your decision upon the altar and say, Jesus, yes, if you will grant me the grace, this day I take up my cross. This day I take up my cross and I follow you.
Hallelujah.
If that's your choice, then I would speak to Him about it. Whatever is hindering you, whatever's in the way, let's speak to Him about it. Let's just sing that chorus once again. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's put ourselves before the Lord before we go from this place. And may the Lord help you in your decision. I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I wanna get to the end of time. And if my love may live in me,
oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I wanna get to the end of time. That if my love may live in me.
Let's pray, saints. Let's commit our ways before the Lord before we leave this place this evening. Let's call upon Him. Father,
hallelujah.
Coming unto the Lord once again upon this evening. I'm so glad, Father, I'm so grateful unto Thee as I look unto Thee upon this evening for that grace, for that mercy, Lord. Father, those babies and dreams were back to trees this highway. And Lord, just once again, come unto Thee upon this evening, Lord, so glad and so willing to make this decision, Father, to say, to give myself, Lord, to wait upon those who are sincere. Father, Lord, the decision of the blessed one, Lord, that you will be, Lord, and Father, I just so desire, Lord, that you will be, Lord, and Father,
Hallelujah.
So grateful for the word this evening, because you have chosen.
Amen.
What a choice. There's a huge portion
Hallelujah.
Of heaven in this life and in the world to
Amen.
Come that awaits you. Let us ask maybe Brother Will if he'd be kind enough to come to close for
Amen.
Us at a word of prayer. Just to say to our sister Katka, she's going back on Sunday. May the Lord bless her. Let's pray for her to have safe traveling mercies upon
Amen.
Her. Let's ask our brother to pray as well for them being baptized tomorrow in Carlo, that the Lord may be glorified in the midst of his people. That's our desire. So thankful for the word, thankful for his grace this
Amen.
Night. Let his will be done. That's our desire. Brother Will, come right.
Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we are most thankful tonight, Lord, for your grace, Lord, and your mercies that always find
Hallelujah.
Us no matter where we are, Father. And tonight, Lord, we are so thankful that it has found us once again. Lord,
Amen.
The way that is narrow has been presented once again to many that are standing here, Lord. And Father, as we look, Lord, and consider our ways, Lord, as we look, Father, and see the way that has been presented to us by your word and the way that has been presented to us, Lord, by our own will. Lord, I pray, Father,
Hallelujah.
Tonight, Lord, that these that are standing here may be part of the few that would find the narrow way. Lord, and not only to find it, Lord, but when they have found it, let them be the part of the few, Lord, that will choose to walk in this narrow way, to choose to walk in it, Lord, not because there's a huge portion of heaven at the end of it, Lord, but because we love to walk in it, Lord. We love it because it is the true way. It is the only way that we can walk, Father, for our nature is no longer of the world. It is the nature of God, and Father, there is just no way we can walk in any other way, Lord, besides the true way that Jesus Christ walked. I pray, be merciful, O God, that if there be any tonight, Lord, that would look at the narrow way as a foolish way, Lord, I pray you help them. Lord, I pray you put a desire in their hearts, Lord, that they may also desire, Lord, Hallelujah. To look upon this narrow way and see it not as a foolish way, but see it as the way that is true, the way that leads to life, O God. Be merciful unto our young people. I commit them into your hands, each and every one of them. Lord, O God, let them never think of themselves, Lord, as the people of the world are, Lord. But Father, let them never also be deceived by the enemy to think that they are nothing. For tonight, they each and every one of them have made a decision, and they have chosen to walk the narrow way that has led them to this church tonight, Father. Lord, it may be a simple, despised place by the world, but when you look from heaven, this is the way, Lord. And I pray to thank you Hallelujah. For each and every one of them, Lord, that as they go, let them shine in this world, each and every one of them, Father. Let the way that they are walking, Lord, be a light unto others that are seeking the truth, O Father. May you grant grace, Lord, unto them. Bless them, Lord, and even us, Lord, that have walked this way, Lord, for many years, Lord. Let us never take it for granted, but Lord, constantly look behind to see if we are walking in the narrow way, for it is easily to be deceived by the enemy to think that we are doing the right thing, to think we are walking the narrow way when we have chosen the other way, Lord. Help us, Father, that as we stand at this place, Lord, looking at both ways, that Father, we may see, Lord, that we have taken the right way, Father. Bless our sister that departing from our midst. We commit her into your hands, Lord, that you bring her safely to her family and that you would bless her in all her ways, O God. I pray, Father, even for the work that is happening in Kalo tomorrow, Lord, may you be the one that would meet with your people there, Lord, that, Father, a light may arise in the place that would lead many to righteousness, a light, Lord, that would be a template for every other little town and city here in Ireland, Lord. May you help us, Father, that we tire not, Lord, but that, Father, we get up our loins and turn this whole country into a message country. Lord, that's my desire. That's the desire of my brethren that I stand with, Lord. I pray you help us, Father, to stand Hallelujah. Together in unity, and Father, turn up this country, Lord, even where the ancestors of your prophet came from, Lord, that this country may become a message country, a beacon of hope for many people. We see how the enemy has risen, Lord, just as the message is rising in this country, Lord, he has also risen to bring his own people into places, Lord. Father, putting things that are abominable before you, Lord, into high places, we stand against it in the name of Jesus Christ. It will not make us be afraid, but it makes us to be bold, to go forward in faith, to do thy will in this country. Bless us, O God. May, Lord, you be with the ones that will go to color tomorrow. May you use them, Father. Lord, we are thankful, Lord, for this little place, Lord, a little heaven in Dublin, Lord, where we could come together this way. May you continue to bless our brother, Junior Max, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, may you use him mightly, Lord. We are so thankful Hallelujah. To see you working in his life, Lord, and many other little ones that have taken places, Lord, to be part of the ministry. I commit them into your hands, that you bless them also, Father. Yes. Bless our service on the weekend. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that you have brought me back, Lord, once again to this place. Amen. May you be glorified. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Saints, let's dismiss singing that song. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. He who sets his hand to the plow that looks back is not worthy of the plowing. He who is going to build first, let him count the cost. It's going to cost you friends, it's going to cost you this and that, but you're going to gain a lot more than you lose. This is the greatest decision that anybody could ever make. That's to walk with Jesus. And you can only walk with him, as was preached this evening, in the narrow way. That's the only way. So may the Lord bless you until we meet on Sunday.
I am decided to follow Jesus. Oh, yes. I am decided to follow Jesus. I am decided to follow Jesus. No turning. No turning back, no turning back. One chose me, still I will follow. If no one hears me, still I will follow. If no one hears me, still I will follow. No turning back. Turning back, though no one joins me, still I will follow. Though no one joins me, still I will follow. Though no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Decided. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. If no one hears me, still I will follow. If no one hears me, still I will follow. If no one hears me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Now no one joins me, still I will follow. Now no one joins me, still I will follow. Now no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.